श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। वंस हिज ग्रेस प्रद्युम्न प्रभु हु वॉज वन ऑफ द वेरी स्कॉलरली डिवोट डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद ही वॉज फॉन्डली कॉल्ड पंडित जी बाय प्रभुपाद। सो वेन प्रद्युम्न प्रभु वॉज आस्ट वॉट इज श्रील प्रभुपाद मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन और एक्टिविटी और एट्रीब्यूट and Pradyumna Prabhu gave a very breathtaking reply. He said Srila Prabhupada gave form to the spiritual energy. Srila Prabhupada gave form to the spiritual energy. So this reply really captures the essence of everything, because after all this is the most important aspect of Vaishnava philosophy, that God has form, and this form can be realized and understood even here in this material world. This fact also we have known only because of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, when Pradyumna Prabhu said that Srila Prabhupada gave form to the spiritual energy, if you think about it, all the things that we commonly call the quote-unquote Hare Krishna movement, that is, you know, simple living, the deities, the dress code, the lifestyle, the etiquette, the prasadam, the rituals, the kirtan, everything. I mean, everything that we know, it is a list is endless. All that personified by Srila Prabhupada's form and activities. So how is this possible? Because Srila Prabhupada was seeing Krishna everywhere. When he came to the US in 1965 on the Jaladuta, when he was approaching the Boston Harbor, he was wondering, after he had already got two heart attacks, and he was wondering how he would preach to this atheistic and materialistic society. And he prayed for some indication. And soon thereafter, he saw a sign advertising unalloyed steel. So Srila Prabhupada at once took it as a confirmation from Krishna that just like unalloyed means pure, so he understood it to mean that he should preach the pure philosophy, and steel represents toughness, so he understood that he should preach the philosophy boldly and without compromise, like steel. And he actually did it, and as we say, the rest is history. So this boldness or this strong effort from Srila Prabhupada was always prominent in all that he did. When he was once challenged in front of the deities, he was preaching, and then in front of the deities there was a crowd, and one person stood up and asked that, can you see God? So immediately gave a strong reply, yes, but you are standing in the way. So he actually meant it. It was, though people laughed, but it was meant to be a joke, but he also literally meant that, but literally and figuratively, that was true. So how do we best describe Srila Prabhupada? There are so many, there's whatever we say is always incomplete. But I would just say that what Badrinayan Prabhu once mentioned, that he, once when he was walking and he was lost in thought, and he was thinking about Srila Prabhupada's glorious contributions, and he saw an advertising billboard saying, often imitated, never duplicated. So perhaps that really sums up what Srila Prabhupada is, that his uniqueness in the history of mankind, we can say, at least in this yuga, that there will be many who will try to imitate him, but there won't be anybody who can replicate or duplicate what he has done. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Krishna Chandra Prabhu. Sanat Kumar Prabhu.
On this auspicious occasion of Sri Prabhupada Appearance Day, I would like to concentrate on the few things which I was recently reading, and we can learn from Sri Prabhupada's example. The first thing that we see that when a person retires, then usually he dedicates his time for writing. And we have seen an example of Sri Prabhupada that he wrote, at the same time he came out to teach his writings by practical example. So one sannyasi was discussing with Prabhupada, and he was saying that he didn't think that Krishna consciousness would have had much effect on people without Srila Prabhupada's personal example. And on this, Srila Prabhupada modestly agreed that that was the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said that we should preach by our own personal example. Another thing, like, we're thinking, like, so many sannyasis and other sadhus went to West to preach, but they weren't so effectively. So Satsarup Maharaj, one of his writings, he explains that Srila Prabhupada had loyalty and determination to carry out his guru's order, and of course he had a lot of compassion to want to preach in the West. And one point he wanted to stress was the ability to adjust himself to whatever circumstances he met. In that, he was mentioning that how in the butler he adjusted to the fact that there was meat in the refrigerator. Then he later shared a room with a person in Bowery. Then he lived with Mayavadis. Then he also shared the refrigerator with Carl, who was keeping cat food in the same refrigerator. So he survived these compromises of his principles in order to preach. And he taught us that anyone who wants to preach has to be prepared to have similar determination. On one occasion, some devotees were looking for a place for the center, and they asked Srila Prabhupada, is it all right that if we pray to Krishna for the house? So on that, Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, we should pray and at the same time endeavor. So His Holiness Satsarup Maharaj writes that this answer made a deep impact on my mind. I noted this point very carefully. So he was saying, like, we need both, that we have to pray to Lord Krishna, at the same time we have to make an endeavor. There's a few points came to my recent readings which I thought would like to share with all of you. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So now I will request His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to offer the Vyasa Puja book to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Jayo Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jayo Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Virba Mahamohotsav ki.
Hare Krishna. So, I request His Grace Ganga Prabhu, Ganga Prasad Prabhu, to present his offering, and in the meantime, I request His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu to be ready.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nomini. Namaste Saraswati Deve Guravani Pracharine Nivisesa Sunyavadi Pasatyai Desatarine. On this auspicious occasion of Srila Prabhupada's 110th appearance anniversary, I did not actually have any pre-planned offering to make. But since I woke up in the morning, remembering today as Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, something has been echoing in my mind. I have not been able to articulate it, but I will just share it as raw as it is. It is captioned, "What can we bring to offer as our gift to you, Prabhupada?" What can we bring to offer as our gift to you? Srila Prabhupada, all that we have and all that we are came as your grace. You are full of kindness, compassion, and mercy for all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. What will be a worthy gift for your magnanimity on this auspicious occasion of your appearance? In our helplessness, we offer you our surrender of our acts, mind and will, that you assist us, process them, and give us guidance how to become worthy vessels that will be useful in the continuation of your mission. We also pray to you that you make us empowered and keep us focused, that we will be able to continue in this same mission with the same integrity and chastity as you did. Srila Prabhupada, what can we bring to offer unto you as our gift? In our fallen situation, please accept this little offering and empower us. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Krishna. Thank you, Ganga Prasad Prabhu. Now, Shyamanand Prabhu, please come forward, and I request Tulsi Manjari Mataji to be ready.
Tai Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvisheshunyamari Paschati Deshatarini. One of the major methods in which Srila Prabhupada spread his teachings were through his books, and the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, which he established, remains one of the major pillars of this fight against Maya's illusion. Just last Kartik in Vrindavan, I was very happy to see that Mukunda Maharaj, one of the earliest disciples of Srila Prabhupada, is very sick, is not keeping good health, is not traveling, but is writing his memoirs and writing many other books. So the last initiation ceremonies which he presided over, he added one more thing for the vow taken by his disciples. He said, you will read Srila Prabhupada's books at least twice in the next 7 years. Take this vow. So devotees were discussing as to the importance of spiritual masters making this important commitment. In fact, one of his secretaries would relate how every morning after his dictation would be over, the secretary would look at the dictaphone and count the digits translated, and he would with glee exclaim to Prabhupada, today it is 125, or today it is 145. And once for a stretch, quite some stretch of time, it was not even going beyond 100. So he complained, Prabhupada, only so much, so little. Prabhupada said, my job is not like his. And he pointed towards another assistant who was typing. He says, it's very easy for him, but for me, I have to deeply meditate as to what can I put into this. If I want, I can finish all the books in 6 months. So as Sanat Kumar Prabhu was saying how he painstakingly worked hard, and he especially worked hard during the time when most of us are in deep modes, especially the lower modes, 1 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the morning. So that was the time Srila Prabhupada gave his best. In fact, he would say, the best of me is in my books. So I would like to thank Srila Prabhupada from the bottom of my heart for giving us this veritable library of Vedic literature, as the BBT introduction puts it. And I would also reiterate my commitment towards distribution of this literature. More than that, reading it and utilizing it in my own life. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Shyamanand Prabhu. May I request Tulsi Manjari Mataji to please come forward, and His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu to be ready. So may I request Madan Gopal Prabhu to please come forward, and then Radha Krishna Prabhu to be ready, please. May I request Kirtida Mataji to please come forward till we wait for Radha Krishna Prabhu.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, what can I say? Actually, on your very auspicious appearance day, all I can say is that you taught us that this world is a miserable place and not a place where one would like to continue, but only because we have come into Krishna consciousness, we can imbibe all the teachings that you have given us and try to give it to others and try our very best to get out as early as possible. And also on this auspicious day, Prabhupada, I just have one prayer that like Lord Krishna held the mountain above the heads of all the Brijavasis when to protect them from the anger of Indra. Similarly, we have our spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So he is like an umbrella over all the heads of all these devotees who are here or who are in all other places. So I just pray to you, Prabhupada, that keep this umbrella over our heads always, always sheltering us. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kirtida Mataji. May I request Radha Krishna Prabhu to please come forward. And in the meantime, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, please be ready.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is the most compassionate of all. As we heard a couple of days back from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, the glorious compassion offered to even Putana, who had come with the intention of killing baby Krishna, was offered the position of a nursing mother. That is the compassion of Lord Shri Krishna. This very same compassion comes to us through Sri Guru. And Lord Balaram, who is the original spiritual master, in the pastime where he was invited to Romaharsha Nasuta's assembly, and as he was not shown due respect, he picked up a blade of grass and killed him. And in this next incarnation, the very same Lord Balaram came as Lord Nityanand, and instead of using the blade of grass for killing people, he held it between his teeth and begged everyone to chant the holy names of the Lord. At the same time, we can see that Lord Nityananda delivered Jagai and Madai, but Srila Prabhupada, that was only one Jagai and one Madai, but in this Kali Yuga, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of Jagais and Madais whom you have come to deliver out of your compassion. So this very compassion of Lord Shri Krishna is coming through you, Srila Prabhupada, to all of us. And you did it in such a beautiful and a simple way by just distributing Krishna Prasad, distributing the holy name. And of course, you encouraged all your disciples and followers to distribute your books. Srila Prabhupada, we hope to be a part of your glorious mission and distribute this compassion to as many living entities as possible. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Radha Krishna Prabhu. After Radha Gopinath Prabhu, I request Tulsi Manjari Mataji to please be ready.
I was told that Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj had a small quotation written in his room, and this quotation read that the best way to glorify a great personality is to create a community which lives by the principles that he lived for. And we understand how aptly Srila Prabhupada's autobiography, biography, has been entitled, "He Built a House in Which the Whole World Can Live," which is very difficult to imagine in Kali Yuga, because the word Kali means quarrel and hypocrisy, where even two people to stay together is not easy. What to speak of joint families, even nuclear families break down. And another aspect is hypocrisy, where you say, show to be something and act something else. So in this Kali Yuga, the opposite of Kali is, the opposite of quarrel and hypocrisy is unity and integrity of purity of purpose and act and words. And therefore, this house can be built where the whole world can take shelter when there is this principle of unity and integrity or purity. Recently, and that is the biggest challenge, and if people can just see these two things in a community, then they are inspired that the Mahaprabhu's movement, which is meant for Kali Yuga, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar or Harar Nama Eva Kevalam, and Mahaprabhu gave the formula that it is only we keep Krishna in the center. Therefore he said this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Taruriva Sahishna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. And I was just from his some lectures of Solanes Radhana Swami Maharaj, I just was reading the substance that is required to achieve this. He was saying that preserving loving relations in this world requires much forgiveness, tolerance, patience, gratitude and humility. A virtue of humility is to love others for what they are, despite differences. Judgmentalism is often a symptom of insecurity, immaturity or egotism. We should respect one another as children of God. God loves all of his children. If I wish to love God, I must love those whom he loves. This is the universal spirit of all the great saints. It is our good fortune, my good fortune, to be a part of a community which is trying to come up to the standard that Srila Prabhupada expected. And being a part, as it is said, if you are not a part of the solution, then you are a part of the problem. So on this most auspicious day of the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada, I pray for his mercy and the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, that these very exalted qualities maybe at least a drop of these oceanic qualities that is required to achieve this most ideal goal, I may achieve at least a drop and to live up to create this community which can actually glorify this great personality who came to establish a house in which the whole world can live. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Radha Gopinath Prabhu. After Tulsi Manjari Mataji, I request His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Prabhupada sometimes told small stories which are very instructive, at the same time release the tension of the surrounding situation. Construction work of a temple was going rather slowly. On several occasions, Prabhupada asked a devotee why there was delay. The devotee replied that the marble contractor would be arriving in 15 days. The devotee repeated this reply several times. Then Prabhupada, in a lighter vein, told the story of a professional witness in a court who was paid a fee. When being sworn in, the witness would say he was 60 years old. Once the judge pointed out that for years he had been claiming to be 60 years old, the witness replied, "One should not change his word of honor." Srila Prabhupada said the devotee too could not change his word of honor and repeatedly replied, "The marble will come in 15 days. Prabhupada was once giving a lecture on misused intelligence. To a large gathering, many tape recorders were recording his lectures. There were several microphones on the table. The mood was serious and Prabhupada was intent on delivering Krishna consciousness to the people. In the midst of the talk, a newly initiated devotee was asked to give Prabhupada water. The glass was placed upside down on a tray along with a jar of ice-cold water. The devotee nervously put the tray on Prabhupada's table and poured ice-cold water from the jar onto the inverted glass. The water splashed off the base of the glass and on Prabhupada's table. Prabhupada asked, "What is that?" The devotee replied, "It is water, Prabhupada." Nobody laughed. The atmosphere became very tense. Everyone was wondering what Prabhupada would say. Prabhupada continued with the lecture and he said, "This is misused intelligence." That was the topic of his lecture that day. The whole crowd burst out into laughter, appreciating his wit and ability to relieve the awkward moment. Thus, with his wit and humor and intelligence, his steadfastness and sacrifice to please his spiritual master, without making any compromise in his teachings of scriptures, Prabhupada has conquered the heart of millions of his followers. On this auspicious day, I pray that I may be of some service to ISKCON, which Prabhupada started with such zeal, enthusiasm, patience, and labor of love. Hare Krishna.
Grace Mahaprabhu. And after Mahaprabhu Prabhu, I request Vishwarup Prabhu to be ready.
Srila Prabhupada has given us Krishna consciousness in such a simple way that nobody can even imagine that the religion which was previously made by our sadhus and mahatmas so difficult, and they have made their own circle so that they can have their monopoly. Srila Prabhupada has given Krishna to everybody in a very simple way which we can apply in our life, and it's not only bookish knowledge but we can see effect in our life. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asked us to surrender. And people were so much confused. They were not able to understand what's the meaning of surrender. Srila Prabhupada made it clear, and he has given us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because people were not knowing even who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without knowing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is practically impossible. When people were not ready and willing to surrender, and they were worshipping devtas, and okay, Ramchandraji puja is better. At that time, Srila Prabhupada has given interpretation and explanation in a very simple way. Lord Krishna has said that I will appear in Kaliyuga myself, because you are not surrendering to me, and I am very much concerned about it, that you should surrender and come back to me. I will appear in the form of a devotee, and I will teach you how to surrender. And Lord appear in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teaching us in a very simple method, that if we can chant the holy name of Lord properly, we can reach perfect, we can get perfection of life. All 26 qualities and we will get, and even the 10 offenses we will not commit, if we are ready and willing to chant Mahamantra properly. And he has shown us that those people who have chanted the holy name of Lord properly, what they have done throughout the world, and by their mercy we got so many centers around the world. Srila Prabhupada, in 1960s you came to America and you have changed the life of those hippies. But now your disciple, last week I was in Poland, and I can see what Srila Prabhupada has done in 60s. Same thing Indradhum Swami Maharaj is doing in Poland. What type of people he is dealing, and individually, single-handedly, he is giving Mahamantra to millions of people. And what type of people he is handling, it is very difficult even to explain. Actually, this program of Buddhist talk started there by politicians in Poland. But he liked Indradhum Swami so much, so he has given him some space. Now, that big rock roll type of program, which people come for that purpose, 25% of people attend that program, but 75% people are coming for what type of program? There are about 400 Matajis from Russia. They go for Sankirtan in such a wonderful, nice dress with mukuts and all this, and very gracefully dancing on the street. 50% in the front, 50% in the back, backs and in between Prabhuji. And Indradhum Swami Maharaj on the front. Single-handed front only. He is going, and millions of people on that festival. And what type of dresses people are, I cannot explain you. Those same type of people which in 1960s Srila Prabhupada has handled. And now on the stage, dramas, Bharatanatyam from Bali. He has called several, 12 people who are giving Ramayana in a fantastic way. Then you see they're giving so wonderful restaurant. People wants to come to a wonderful question answer session. Like that, there are about 10 different projects were going on, and practically, and prasadam, there is number, lakhs of plates of prasadam. Everybody was coming only for eating prasad. Other hand, they have a bottle. Every couple, all teenage boy, girl, having a bottle in their hand, and
they are coming, dancing whole day. There is nothing, eating prasad, dancing there, and listening Indradham Swami Maharaj and seeing several cultural programs. And this is going on for last 15 years. And by this method, now people, there is a very big tussle now. And tussle is that 95% people, they are Christians. And though the local people like him very much, but these Christians, they don't hate him. And they, one time, it was in diary also, you know, and lastly, which I myself was there, Maharaj told me, Mahaprabhu, let us wind up everything immediately, because one group, skinhead, he knows better than me even, skinhead, they have just now threatened that they will attack, because before 3 years they have attacked, 15 devotees were on the stage, they were injured and hospitalized. Means he stay, but Maharaj, when he walks, he is having one security man, like a, I cannot use the word, like a suicide, you know, what is, he is a very powerful person. He is all the time with me. Then three other security people are going from that side, he is going with a very protected way all the time. And by this method, because people really, some of these Christians, they hate our, because we are making real, very, very wonderful, successful progress. The way it was done in America, the same way it is going on that side. So, Srila Prabhupada, your disciples are so wonderful, and they are giving the message to the world. Hare Krishna, my only desire is, if I can serve them, my life will be successful.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mahaprabhu, for your wonderful realizations. So we have Vishwaroop Prabhu, and after Vishwaroop Prabhu, I request Prem Lila Mataji to be ready.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is unlimited, and newer dimensions of his mercy are getting revealed to us day by day. When I look back in 1983, when we were medical students, we had a very organized plan of sense gratification after we pass out. Very, very nice systematic plan. And there was a very great curiosity about drugs. And we were just contemplating how to go and test. And at that time, we were introduced to the Hare Krishna movement, very mercifully founded by Srila Prabhupada. And what a 180-degree turn in our life. I cannot imagine if we had gone the way we planned, where we were today. And today, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he has saved us from such a dangerous and heinous lifestyle that we would have been in. And over the years, we see that his mercy is flowing and flowing and flowing and changing thousands of millions of lives. And today we see that all the patients who are from different castes and religions, they come and hear his holy name in the hospital. They all take prasadam. They all say Hare Krishna while they take treatment. Then there is a very unique field of nursing where the top nurses of all over the state and India, they are attending the seminars about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. How to make it applicable into the field of nursing. As our Gurudev said, this is one of the biggest opening that we have received over the years in the field of nursing. Already we have entered in the field of medicine through medical colleges, and many hundreds of doctors are becoming devotees. Then we see the nursing school, students from various backgrounds, various lifestyles are coming and they are participating by 24 hours staying there, by taking prasadam, by taking the holy name, by participating into festivals. I saw in the festival of Janmashtami 2 days back, all the students dancing, taking the lineage of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva Mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And in the bomb blast, we saw that so many unknown souls were brought in pieces. Some people unconscious, some people conscious, some people dead. Everybody received the holy name, the Ganga Jal, the prayers from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, the heartfelt prayers of the devotees who are standing next to them. It appeared like Prabhupada with his broad, elongated arms were just embracing everybody who was in that disastrous condition. Prasadam was distributed, the holy name was going on. It's amazing to see that to what extent Prabhupada's mercy can reach. We just cannot fathom, actually. Prabhupada's mercy is so much unlimited. The time and years again when we will follow in the future years, we will see that at unlimited levels and unlimited zones, this mercy will be revealed. And millions of people will be benefited by the divine mercy of Lord Chaitanya through His divine grace's mercy. So on this auspicious day, I am simply, whenever I am entering the hospital, I am only amazed to see that Prabhupada has left physically so many years back. But day by day, His presence is becoming more and more vibrant and present. He is present there very much. All those who have that sincere heart and faith, to them He is very much available. And His mercy is also available. If you pray to Him, bow down to Him, beg for His mercy, you will get guidance, you will get mercy, you will get enlightenment, you will get upliftment. And everything that is positive in life is available at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. Recently, when we were undergoing this period where His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was in the last stages of His life, and then He left for the Golok Vrindavan, we heard, I don't remember from where we heard, but a very senior devotee said that Srila Prabhupada has opened a special gate for all the ISKCON devotees in Golok Vrindavan. And such a enlivening thought this is, that Srila Prabhupada standing there. I remember even Sokarishna Prabhu was leaving. At that time, Maharaj was telling that you will meet Srila Prabhupada. You will meet you will meet all the great souls like Sridhar Maharaj and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj waiting for you to receive. That also confirms that Srila Prabhupada has opened a special gate and is waiting for all the ISKCON devotees to enter in the spiritual world. So we actually cannot imagine and fathom our fortune that we have received just by becoming attached, becoming linked and connected to Srila Prabhupada. So whenever I think about this, I wonder in great amusement, in great amazement that what our fortune is, we can never realize actually. Because what the mother does for a child, the child can never understand what the mother is doing, what she is in thinking and imagining and actually acting. It cannot be understood very well by the child. Similarly, we are like small innocent children in the lap of Prabhupada. And with unlimited arrangements, He is protecting us from so many onslaughts of Maya. Otherwise, we would have been in rotting in gutter of the material world if Prabhupada's mercy was not available. So on this auspicious day, I simply, with a grateful heart, want to thank Srila Prabhupada. And I cannot thank enough for His mercy and kindness that He has showered us through His devotees, through His books, through His wonderful projects that He has engaged us in. And more projects that are coming to be engaged in those. I want to express my thankfulness and gratefulness to His lotus feet. And I also want to pray that He keeps us under His shadow of His mercy and engaged in the service of His and His devotees so that in the end we can call ourselves as proud followers of Srila Prabhupada and also help others to receive His grace. In that way, Srila Prabhupada will be very, very pleased. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vishwaroop Prabhu. After Prem Leela Mataji, I request His Grace Sahadev Prabhu and Krishna Nam Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. Just a few days back, I was reading one book where there was a story. Maybe a very mundane story, but it's a true story about a family. This family consisted of husband, wife, and two children. Mother was a very simple lady who knew how to only cook very simple food. And she used to, whatever she cooked, her family was very happy because it was always tasted very sweet, nectarian to the family. But whenever she cooked, she had a special ingredient, a bottle. So whatever ingredient she made, She always added that ingredient in each and every item, and that made that item very nectarian. Well, one day came when this mother, she fell sick and she was in the hospital. And it was a turn of her husband to cook, because they had two small children, so it was his duty to cook for the family. And he started cooking. Then he realized that he doesn't have knack of cooking the way his wife has. So she was confused what to do. Then he realized that his wife had a special bottle of ingredient which added spice to the ingredients for the bogas. So he realized, he searched in the kitchen, he found the bottle, and he said, well, this is a bottle, let me add. And he added the ingredient, and he could see that there's nothing coming out of the bottle. And he was surprised. He opened the bottle, and he saw that there was nothing in the bottle. But yes, there was a piece of paper which had written in that, dash of love. Srila Prabhupada, temples are built, festivals are celebrated out of ISKCON, all over the world. But you have added that dash of love and devotion to all the festivals just by following the instruction of your spiritual master. I have to be honest, if I was not in ISKCON, maybe I would have still been somewhere, a karmi, trying to celebrate Janmashtami and living a very pious, active life, but very dry. But here, you have given that color, joy and meaning to all the festival and especially to our life. Quote, he lives forever by his divine instruction and his followers live with him. On this most auspicious day, I thank you, Prabhupada, for giving us the followers who live by your example. Today I beg, not only for myself, to all the souls who have taken shelter of your lotus feet, please give us strength to follow in their footsteps of your followers by accepting their instruction as our life and soul. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Thank you, Premlila Mataji. Sade Prabhu, it seems he's not here. So Krishnanam Prabhu, please come forward. And I request Vrishabhanu Prabhu to be ready.
Srila Prabhupada. I remember the time when I was a young boy and my father would take me to the temple close by to our house, and I would go there and pay my obeisances to the deities, offer a few coins, and then leave the temple. And somehow there was never an identification. It was always that we would just go in and out. And then when I started coming to your temple, Srila Prabhupada, and started to see what exactly was the difference between so many other temples and this temple that you had set up for us, how the focus was on ensuring that we make the temple an integral part of our lives. Not that the temple is there for us to visit once in a week, but the temple is part of you. Just like how we spend time with our family members, similarly we come to your temple to spend time over here with the extended family of other grahasthas, the brahmacharis. So this unique aspect of having this wonderful relationship between the different ashrams, this facility you have given us, Srila Prabhupada, and this is something that makes the whole process of Krishna consciousness so blissful and exciting and wanting, and each of us wanting to be part of it. So Srila Prabhupada, this house that you have built for all of us to live in by your causeless mercy is making so many wonderful Vaishnavas dedicate their lives at your lotus feet. And on this very, very auspicious occasion of your appearance day, I pray at your lotus feet that please keep me engaged in your service. Because the most blissful aspect of Krishna consciousness is service to the Vaishnavas. And by your own example, in so many different situations, you have taught us that we can really be blissful by serving the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Krishnam Prabhu. Vrishabhanu Prabhu, please come forward. And I request His Grace Srinathji Prabhu to please be ready.
Srila Prabhupada, we are living in a turbulent society. Every day practically we hear of blasts, explosions, time bombs, and all these are creating fear psychosis amongst the members of the society. Nobody is really peaceful. And there are several organizations in societies which claim credit for organizing these explosions and bomb blasts. Dear Srila Prabhupada, you also created explosions. Your dear disciple Hayagriva Prabhu wrote a book called Hare Krishna Explosion, which really glorified the wonderful way in which you made Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, hence the term explosion. When we came into Krishna consciousness, we also heard several times that your books were like time bombs, which exploded at the right time and influenced the hearts of so many people. So whereas the time bombs and bomb blasts of today create confusion and disaster and bloodshed in the society, your books, Srila Prabhupada, and your time bombs and the explosions that you created in every nook and corner have spread gospel of love, given peace to the society. What a wonderful contribution to humanity. On this very auspicious day of your appearance, my heart is filled with gratitude for all the time bombs that you have created for suffering humanity, for all the Hare Krishna explosions that are taking place in all nooks and corners of the world. I'd like to thank you for giving us a spiritual master who is helping us to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Vrishabhanu Prabhu. His Grace Srinathji Prabhu, please come forward. And I request Janva Mataji and Vishakha Priya Mataji to be ready.
Hare Krishna. With your kind permission, Maharaj, I am reading again as requested. This is our offering on behalf of servants of Radhanath Maharaj, grand servants or grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada, from the Chopati Temple, Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. Your wonderful teachings, books, and mercy shower profusely on our tiny Chopati temple, known internationally as the Simple Temple. We are your spiritual grandchildren and always have a very special relationship with you. we can feel your very presence and blessings, which you profusely shower on us as we perform all our endeavors. Under the able guidance of your spiritual son, Radhanath Swami, our Guru Maharaj, and many of his God brothers and God sisters, we are simultaneously missing you and experiencing your presence. You will be happy to know that Food for Life is going on so strongly and with such widespread effect that children of Muslim, Christian, Dalit, and other backgrounds in the municipal schools are enjoying sumptuous prasadam every day. We have received endless praise for this program, even from chief ministers and other senior government officials. For your pleasure, on your Vyas Puja day, we will show you the latest VCD prepared on this subject. Preaching, which was so dear to your heart, is proceeding at a galloping pace in various schools, colleges, and universities, attracting young students away from bad habits and anarthas. Thousands of students have become devotees of Lord Krishna, chanting 16 rounds daily and following four regulative principles. By your mercy, we have started the Bhakti Vedanta Academy for Culture and Education base, which offers to eager students courses in the Bhakti Shastras as well as other courses that will help them progress in their spiritual lives. The number of eager, enthusiastic brahmacharis, now totaling over 84, is ever increasing. To expand the original orphanage, LNHO, we have acquired a large piece of land outside Mumbai at Wada. There, the children not only can get a regular education, but also enjoy a highly sattvic rural atmosphere with cows, where they can learn weaving and other cottage industries. At the same time, they will progress spiritually in an undisturbed, healthy atmosphere. This program is for Marathi-speaking students only. The English-speaking students remain in Bombay Chowpatty. Another new achievement has been the Govinda restaurant, which has become extremely popular because of the super excellent vision and training imparted by Radhanath Maharaj. The high quality of the prasadam has attracted many new people to our temple. By your kind blessings, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, and Sri Gopalnath Ji now have an even more effulgent temple decor, which attracts so many more people on some festival days that we have to use large movie screens outside the temple. In this way, even people walking on the street can benefit from the temple program. With our most sincere gratitude, your servants at ISKCON Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir Chowpatty, Mumbai, Bombay, India, written by Sri Najidas. This was on behalf of the temple. I have been also asked to give my personal offerings, some of which was done this morning, but I'd like to continue. This is from the famous book, The 26 Qualities of a Devotee. Between preaching and behavior, there exists a dynamic tension. Between preaching and behavior, there exists a dynamic tension. This is expressed in Sanatan Goswami's praise for Haridas Thakur. Some behave well, but do not preach the cult of Krishna consciousness, whereas others preach, but do not behave properly. You, that is Haridas Thakur, you simultaneously perform both duties in relation to the holy name by your personal behavior and your preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world for you are the most advanced devotee in the world. This could very well have been written for Srila Prabhupada himself. He is undoubtedly the most advanced spiritual master for the entire world, as stated by none other than Sanatana Goswami. He further adds, the qualifications expressed in this connection are that one must act according to the scriptural injunctions and at the same time preach. The members of the Krishna conscious movement chant a minimum 16 rounds a day, which can be done without difficulty. And at the same time, they can preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to the gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is. One who does so is quite fit to become a spiritual master for the entire world. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela 4.102-103. So Srila Prabhupada, you are the epitome of a simultaneous combination of a dynamic preacher who traveled so many times around the world, and at the same time your behavior was so exemplary and such that everyone, whether he was from a very rich family like the Ford family, we have Amrish Prabhu, correct, and we have had from very, very poor families, people who could not even afford one meal a day. The whole range, there have been people who came, I've heard, I wouldn't give names, straight from taking drugs and such activities at, what was that, in San Francisco. There was a big function where Srila Prabhupada first gave the performance, and he chanted the holy name of the Lord, and people who were already drunk or affected by alcohol and other chemicals like LSD, LSD and alcohol was inferior to the spiritual potency of Srila Prabhupada's kirtan. That is the important thing. Nothing could beat Srila Prabhupada's kirtan. It was so potent and so penetrating that even affected bodies, minds, intelligences were transformed overnight. And this is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us this great opportunity here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Srinathji Prabhu. I request Janava Mataji to please come forward. If she is not there, then I request Vishakapriya Mataji to come forward. And then I request His Grace Govinda Prabhu to be ready.
Out of the unlimited ocean of memories that Srila Prabhupada's disciples always are reminiscing, was reading about one which Atmatattva Prabhu was mentioning, that how one day one elderly gentleman came to meet him and he was telling him that I want to take initiation from Swamiji. So he said that maybe you can go and approach Srila Prabhupada, and ask him that personally if he would like to take your name, because at that time the rule was that you have to serve for 6 months in the temple and render menial service, and only then you could be recommended for initiation. But this elderly person had a swollen foot, so he could not possibly render physical service. So Atmatattva Prabhu requested him that maybe you can go and ask Prabhupada directly. So that day evening when Srila Prabhupada was giving open darshan, he happened to be the only person outside the room, and Atmatattva Prabhu told him that you go and meet Prabhupada. So when he came in front of Prabhupada, Prabhupada was sitting in a very grave mood, and this person went to Prabhupada and he was so awestruck by his presence that he just came before Prabhupada and he said, Swamiji, I want to chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said, so who is stopping you? You can. So again, he couldn't speak anything else. He said, Swamiji, I want to chant Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada told him that, do you have beads? And he had some beads with him and he gave them to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, do you know how to chant? And he took the bead and he held one bead in his hand, the first bead, and he said, "This is the way you chant," and he chanted the Mahamantra on the first bead. And then he said, "Then you go to the next bead and you chant the mantra on the next bead." And in that way, because Prabhupada chanted on the whole bead, and then he said, "You take this, now you can chant on the beads." And this man was so happy, he went back home. And few weeks after that, Atmatattva Prabhu happened to meet some of his family members. And they told him that the person who had come to meet Srila Prabhupada was no more. And they were telling that how that one meeting with Prabhupada had such an impact on his life, that when he left his body, he was not eating much, he was not talking to anybody. The whole time he just held his beads close to his heart and he just kept on chanting the Mahamantra. And even when he actually departed, his soul departed, the only thing he was holding on to was the beads. And Atmatattva Prabhu was saying that he was as good as initiated, because the spiritual master chants on the whole bead during initiation and gives it to him. So within the heart, he already got initiated. So that time we were remembering that how in the Bhagavatam we see so many such instances, and the verse which we have often heard about sadhu sangha sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoye. Narad Muni glorifies in the Bhagavatam about the miraculous effect that the Bhakti Vedantists had on him in his previous life. And he mentions that how only once, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by doing so, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became very attractive to me. And then we see how Narad Muni in turn, he transformed the lives of so many souls like Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, King Prachini Parishad, Mrigari, and many others who were all from very different backgrounds. Some were like kings and princes, and some were hunters and dacoits. In the same parampara, people met a Bhakti Vedantist of the name A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and they perfected their lives. And again, in turn, like Narad Muni, are endlessly helping so many souls to come and take shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. Through this glorious parampara, knowingly or unknowingly, even souls like us are being swept under the force of this mercy. Who amongst us here knew what we are in for when we first met an ISKCON devotee in our life? Even today, the memories of that magical effect and the sudden transformation that we felt in our life leaves us questioning as to what exactly happened to us at that time. The only possible answer could be your causeless mercy, Srila Prabhupada. And as the sons inherit their parents' qualities, so we feel your presence in our lives through your representatives, your dedicated disciples. Your deep impact on their lives can only be imagined by the way they never leave an opportunity to glorify you, no matter which festival or occasion it is, no matter whose appearance or disappearance day we are observing, no matter which dham we are in. They simply never lose focus of your presence in their lives, and nor even allow us to keep you out of focus from our lives. Although we never met you, Srila Prabhupada, but we still undoubtedly feel your love and concern for us through them. Therefore, today I want to express my unlimited happiness and fortune to be connected in some way to such a wonderful and divine personality like you, and thus have the rare opportunity to render devotional service to the Supreme Personality, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and their devotees. Although we know that Vani is more important than Vapu, in our immature state of Krishna consciousness, we still hanker to someday be in your physical association also. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for everything.
Thank you, Vishakapriya Mataji. Now I request Govinda Prabhu to please come forward. I request His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. One time one person asked Srila Prabhupada, when did he see Krishna, or did he see Krishna? This is one of my favorite story. And Prabhupada said, what difference does it make whether I have seen Krishna or not? But I have the process, and if you follow that process, you can see Krishna. Because if I say I have seen Krishna, you may believe or you may not believe. That will not transform your life. But if you accept the process which I have given, then you personally can see Krishna. And this is the universality of Prabhupada's teaching. Sometime we see that unless we are connected to some sectarian kind of a society, you are not given those teaching. But Srila Prabhupada's teaching is beyond religion or beyond a country, and what to speak of simply one institution. It is meant for everybody. Just like last year, the brother of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he is a professor, he met Maharaj in Chicago. And in his class, he was teaching Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And none of these students are officially connected to ISKCON society. But in their entire course, after studying Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, in the conclusion of the course, he was telling Radhanath Maharaj that all the students had tears in their eyes. Why? Because they were affected by Srila Prabhupada's teaching. They may never join the society, but still, the teaching was beyond that, and that affected their consciousness. And therefore, this is the special contribution of Srila Prabhupada. He didn't make Krishna a secret ingredient or item only meant for very few people. Even though Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, amongst many thousand, only one will attain me. But Krishna's devotee has the power to contradict Krishna's statement. Just like Radha Krishna Prabhu was explaining, and Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they delivered Jagai and Madai. And Prabhupada explains, but the greatness is that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, by the power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are not delivering one Jagai and Madai, they are delivering millions and millions of Jagai Madai. That is the beauty of the greatness of pure devotees of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada not only gave Krishna those who did not deserve or not qualified, rather he created devotees who also in turn give Krishna to others. Not only giving Krishna to others, but rather he made devotees who could give Krishna to others. And that is our great gift in this age of Kali. Krishna is very rare, but Srila Prabhupada has created devotees who can give Krishna to others. And therefore, on this most auspicious occasion of Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, sometime we hear some devotees say that I just missed Srila Prabhupada. It is good sentiment, they missed Srila Prabhupada. But then Srila Prabhupada has given his devotees who are giving us Krishna. And not only they are giving us Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gave Krishna, but his devotees are giving Krishna and they are giving Srila Prabhupada in his complete character. As Shyamananda was explaining, Krishna has absolute love, he has got absolute anger. So similarly, when Prabhupada and Krishna come through his devotees, they come in an absolute form. And this is how the parampara system continues. That Krishna becomes more and more sweet. He becomes sweeter and sweeter when he comes through his devotees. And then his devotees, like Srila Prabhupada and our parampara, they become much sweeter, they are completely available when they are offered by his pure devotees in the parampara system. So therefore, when I feel that I didn't see Prabhupada, then again the thought comes, what does it matter? I may have not seen Prabhupada in his physical form, but I got the great opportunity to see Prabhupada in his devotees who are giving us Prabhupada, who are giving us Srila Prabhupada's teaching, and are also giving us Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, on this most auspicious occasion, you bless me that I can see those kind of character amongst your devotees, and not find faults with them and continue glorify their great contribution in giving Krishna to others. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Govinda Prabhu. Since Dwarkadish Prabhu is not there, I request Sridhama Prabhu to please come forward. And I request His Grace Jay Gauranga Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. If we analyze the personality of Srila Prabhupada, we find an amazing combination of qualities. Usually when a person is very shrewd, very sharp, very business-minded, then he many times lacks compassion. He is just in a mood of exploitation. But Srila Prabhupada, his compassion was so overwhelming that even though he sometimes showed the qualities of being shrewd and sharp in order to serve the mission, in order to really do some benefit to the mission, his overwhelming compassion was very, very glaring. And this one very wonderful incident will very wonderfully highlight this wonderful aspect of Prabhupada's character. Srila Prabhupada was in Australia, and this has been shared by Madhu Dvisha Prabhu. The devotees, Prabhupada said, so any questions? Does anybody have any questions? So one person raised the hands. He said, so Prabhupada, how are you liking in Australia? Prabhupada said, I like it very much. It is very nice. So all devotees said, Hari Bol. And the Hari Bol was sounding as if that Prabhupada is giving priority to Australia over all over the world. But Prabhupada wanted to make them humble. He said, but I see Krishna everywhere, so I like everywhere. And devotee said, they were humbled. And then somebody raised their hands and they asked, so Prabhupada, what is your opinion about Sai Baba? So, you know, it is a very difficult. So Prabhupada said, who is he? Very sharp, you know, didn't get into any difficult arguments. Who is he? He said, who is he? Just to show ignorance itself shows it is not worth discussing. And then came the real climax. One person raised the hands, a young boy. He said, Srila Prabhupada, from today onward, I choose to be God. Now, you know what will happen if you tell Prabhupada right on his face that from today onwards, I choose to be God. So Prabhupada said, if you choose to be God, then I choose to kick your face. I said, and my God is very powerful. So the person said, I'm also powerful, but Prabhupada, give me some time. Prabhupada said, my God is powerful all the time. And then Prabhupada said, my dear friend, this was his heavy nature. Try to understand, Prabhupada was very heavy on this person, but his compassion overtook his Prabhupada's heavy mood. Then he was in a very, very compassionate mood. He said, my dear friend, stop this craziness of being God. Just be godly. He told him that just be godly. There is no use of wasting your time in trying to be God. You can never become God. And Prabhupada became very sober and compassionate. He called him and rubbed his head, the same person. So we can understand this very, very wonderful quality of Srila Prabhupada of being very, very shrewd and sharp. Once Prabhupada was doing a major business deal with a Dai Nippon company. This was a deal which they were trying to print the Bhagavad Gita's, and the top officials of Dai Nippon, Japanese, they were on the table across Prabhupada, and Tamalakrishna Maharaj was there and Prabhupada was there. So they had decided, Prabhupada decided the whole modus operandi, the way it will work. So the Dai Nippon people were really out there to make money. So they were quoting an X prize. And the plan was that Prabhupada would not speak. He had told Tamalakrishna Maharaj, you do the speaking. And whatever they speak, you just reduce the price by almost half. So they said, well, to print, we will require X amount of you know, of dollars. And Tamaksha Maharaj said, no way. And he quoted half the price. And Dainipon people said, and they started almost crying, not tears, but they're saying, this is not possible. And Prabhupada acted like a mediator. I said, see, all of both of you should not fight. You should not fight. I'll help all of you. And Prabhupada quoted less price than Tamalakrishna Maharaj, and they agreed. Because Prabhupada, by being a mediator, he really gained the faith of these people. And you know, he said, because complete faith he gained by being a mediator, this was the shrewdness of Prabhupada. But after, when Prabhupada left the table, you know, everybody gave the business cards to Prabhupada, one after another. You know, and they left, all the top officials. And there was the last official who was there. And Prabhupada asked him, so what do you want to be? So he took his card, which was on the last, and he put it on the top. He said, I want to be on the top of the company. I want to be here. And Prabhupada said, there is no use in power. Only God is powerful. So then came the compassion and nature of Prabhupada. He was shrewd when it came to business for ISKCON. But his compassion was always there. And dear Shri Prabhupada, in this last week lecture of my Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, he spoke a very, very important statement. He said, it requires tremendous love for the spiritual master to cooperate with devotees. And Prabhupada, this was your last instruction to all of us, that if you really love me, you want to serve me, then cooperate with one another. So on this auspicious day, Prabhupada, I would like to pray at your lotus feet that I develop unalloyed, intense love for my spiritual master, so that I can not only cooperate with my dear God brothers and the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement, but also be instrumental in seeing that whatever way I can serve to have this society united, I will do. Because I know that if the society, if there's any mistrust and disunity, it will be at the greatest pain to your heart. So if I can do this humble service in whatever small way, I'll be obliged. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Sridhama Prabhu. Now I request Kishori Mataji to please come forward. And then I request Rohini Priya Prabhu and Sankirtan Prabhu to be ready.
Srila Prabhupada, today I was reading Prabhupada Nectar, and in that some of your disciples were discussing, and they have written their feelings after you departed from this world. And they all are writing that service and separation is more intense. When one of the disciples is writing that when Prabhupada was present, when you were present on this planet, and it was very difficult to meet you. You had some other part of the world. You had your different timings, and to meet you personally was very difficult. But now you can just go to any temple or just go to the Vyasasan and you can get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Your mercy is always available to each and everyone who wants it. You are giving your mercy through your disciples, through your books, and through devotees who are sincerely trying to follow on your teachings. Your disciples are doing amazing preaching all over the world. They are going to such deeper and deeper areas where sometimes we cannot even imagine that Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted. And that is possible only because of your mercy. Through your books, you visited Russia only for 5 days and initiated only one person. And through the medium of Shyam Sundar Prabhu, only one Bhagavad Gita was left in that country. And today, from that one Bhagavad Gita, thousands and thousands of disciples have been made, and so many devotees have been following Krishna consciousness only because of your books. We know the history that how your books were printed in their languages and through typewriters, and it was so difficult for those devotees, and they would just leave underground. Anybody would pick up that book, just read that book, and their books are so powerful that they would become devotees. And it's my personal experience, I feel that the devotees in Russia and Ukraine, they follow your teachings very, very sincerely. Whatever you have written in your books, they want to follow exactly as it is. A simple thing like prasadam, as you have mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, that prasadam in mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. And they only eat boiled vegetables or sweets. You know, they don't eat so many other things, which even we Indian devotees who are been brought up in Indian culture, it's so difficult for us to follow. But they are trying to follow as it is, as is given in your books. Even it was mentioned that the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you have written whatever you wanted to tell to everyone, whatever you wanted to present to the world, everything is given in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And recently we had experience of that. Because of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, there was a program organized in one of the remand homes where the girls who are saved from the red light areas, you know, who were forcibly, they were supposed to become, forced to become prostitute, and somehow that they are saved. And they are kept in this remand home. And there was a program organized there. And we were giving a lecture there, and in that mentioned that how you have written in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto that the holy name is so powerful that even the fear personified is afraid of the holy name of Krishna. And personally, we were seeing that how these girls, they were so afraid. You know, when we were going for that program, we were very skeptical that what type of audience is this? How, you know, because we were informed that they cannot even tolerate the sight of a man. You know, they don't want to even look at any man. Means we didn't know how to approach them when we will go there. And the moment we started chanting Hare Krishna, the way these girls chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I've never seen any devotee chanting so sincerely. They were chanting so helplessly, and they were so grateful after the program, saying nobody has given us so much love. And we felt that Prabhupada, your mercy has reached them somehow or other, and it is your mercy who is purifying them. By whatever their karmic reactions, they have reached this situation, but because of your mercy now, they have chanted the holy name, and somehow or other, they have come closer to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, your mercy is available to each and everyone. We just have to tune in. Please, please, on this auspicious day, being your grand disciple, please bless us that we always keep getting your mercy in different forms, in the form of your lectures, books, mercy of your disciples, and keep serving you, and always remain the humble instrument in the hands of spiritual master and the acharyas. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Kishori Mataji. And now I request Sankirtan Prabhu to please come forward, and Rohini Priya Prabhu and Adi Keshav Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, on this auspicious day, I want to express my sincere gratitude to you for giving this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And when I deeply contemplate about the struggle you had to establish this great society, it gives tremendous inspiration to overcome so many anarthas within the heart and to continue. Srila Prabhupada, you are a great visionary, and before establishing this great movement, you had a great vision about the temples. Before the temples were established, when we are talking with one person in one garden in US, you could visualize that there are many temples filled with devotees. And I can say that your vision has been fulfilled, because we can see in this today also, to celebrate your auspicious appearance, so many thousands of devotees have come. Temple is almost filled with devotees. Devotees are sitting in the corridors and so many places. And at the same time, when this society was growing, you could foresee that there cannot be any dangers or attacks from outside. And you so carefully caution us to remain united. And you had given, I remember, means I read just one story about how to remain united, and you explained that. You quoted story of one person who was walking on the road and he found a goat. Then he went ahead, he found one stick, and he went ahead and he found one wire. He kept on collecting those things. And he made a wonderful veena and started playing beautiful music. So Srila Prabhupada, we can see that when you went west, so many followers, they came, and in themselves they were not so qualified. So of course some were very qualified also, but how you united them together and made this wonderful society, that is your expertise. In that way you are quite expert in engaging all the devotees, and this is very important. And you, as you caution us, that to remain united always, because there cannot be any attacks from outside, but Maya works from within. So therefore, on this auspicious day, I want to pray at your lotus feet that please give us the strength to always remain united. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Sankirtan Prabhu. Now I request Rohini Priya Prabhu to please come forward. If Rohini Priya Prabhu is not there, then I request Adhikesha Prabhu to come forward. And I request Muralidhar Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. It is said that the most amazing thing that can be happening in the whole of universe is conditioned souls who are bound since time immemorial. They are getting disentangled and they're on the way back to Godhead. This is the most amazing thing that can happen. Something very rare. So we see this by Prabhupada's mercy, because of his faith in the words of scriptures, faith in the holy name, faith in the words of previous acharyas and spiritual master, and being very merciful, accommodating, encouraging, inspiring, compassionate. We have heard so many qualities. This magic is still going on, and it will go on for another 10,000 years. And we all are also part of this, so we have to be very joyful. So once Prabhupada said, ISKCON will be known in the history that we are the saviors of this world. This sounds a little exaggerated. Like, how is it? There are so many millions of people in the world. That how is that ISKCON is the one which will be known as saviors? We may not know it now. But anyway, we have been hearing about how millions of people's lives have been changed. So as usual, that when it is Prabhupada's appearance day, we are thinking about what to speak, and whatever you speak, it looks so insignificant, even though we have been hearing about Prabhupada. So in this type of mood, and suddenly I met today one person. So strange that he came as a patient, and I gave him prasad, and he said, you know that I have met Prabhupada. Just think about it, that how joyful I must be. Of all the people and on the day Prabhupada's appearance. And so obviously I was interested in knowing that, you know, how? He's just an ordinary person, retired 65-year-old, retired person. So he's a cameraman in film industry, very successful. He has won trophies and all. So when I saw ISKCON, that Westerners are doing so much, so I felt that why I shouldn't be also part of it. So I went and became life member. And then I had the opportunity, one day when I went, there was this Western disciple, he said, will you like to meet Prabhupada? He said, yes, and he went. I asked him, what did Prabhupada say? He said, I don't remember, but he blessed me. And this person, now you may say that, well, he may be lying, I don't know. But then what after that? He said, you won't believe that now so many years has passed. He is not connected to any temple. He has a whole set of books. He's not chanting. He says, daily before I go to bed, I don't know, that picture comes in my mind. The Prabhupada is there, he's blessing me, and within 1.5 minutes I go to sleep. I still was feeling, maybe it's, do you worship anything? No, I heard about Krishna, but this picture comes to me. So this is the impact what Prabhupada has created in people. I don't know, there are how many millions of people like this, we don't know. And well, he's not initiated. And we are here, many of us, initiated. So we have so much facilities. So there's a saying that with facilities comes responsibility also. So we have a great responsibility with so much facility. And Prabhupada has created such a joyful process. Today just while reading, this is when Giriraj Maharaj and Bhagwan Prabhu, that they used to daily go to seek permission for Hare Krishna land. And those days Prabhupada will be giving Bhagavatam class. He'll be speaking on Lord Kapila's instructions to Devahuti. And they will make it a point, wherever they are, but see that they will reach on time for prasad and for class. And as soon as Prabhupada will see them coming, he will ask them what happened. And most of the time the news was very disappointing. And then after the lecture, Prabhupada will speak. One day he said, even if they don't give us permission, we will still dance joyfully in Kirtan. So in all circumstances, this is how Prabhupada said that we should be joyful. One sense, we should be joyful because it's a very amazing thing is happening. We may not know it. So on this day, let me try to be very joyful in whatever I'm doing. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Haribo. Thank you, Adhikesha Prabhu, for sharing your wonderful realization. I request Muralidhar Prabhu to please come forward. And then I request His Grace Rohini Nandan Prabhu, Radhakant Prabhu and Dayal Chandra Prabhu to be ready.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, only today morning we came back from Kolhapur, myself and Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And by your causeless mercy, we have been able to celebrate Janmashtami for the first time on the land which we have got. When I look back at it, I was just thinking that how is it possible that we could obtain such a place? But it's only by your causeless mercy that you inspire people to come forward and help so that people can become Krishna conscious, give an opportunity for them to become Krishna conscious. And when I was there in the festival yesterday, I was seeing so many people are coming. Thousands and thousands, about 4,000 people were there to just hear about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. And in our own land yesterday, we were expecting only 400, but 800 people came. And they had come from such far off places and they didn't know how to go back again because the festival was supposed to be till 12 o'clock in the night. And then still, when we asked them, please raise your hand, how many are going to be there till 12? And almost everyone were raising their hands. Little they know that when they are going to go back and how they are going to go back. This is your unlimited mercy, Srila Prabhupada, and your potency that is influencing so many people. I was very fortunate enough to hear from His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu about wonderful contributions that you had made. And this particular verse on which he was speaking, it inspired me so much. This is from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the second chapter, where the demigods are offering prayers to the Lord within the womb. And this verse says like this. Samu swayam samutirya sudustram dhyuman bhavarnamam bhima madabra saurdha bhavat padam bodh burayo burayo, what is it? Nidhaya yatha sad anugraha bhavan. The translation says like this, that my dear Lord, you are very merciful, you fulfill the desires of your devotees, and your devotees, the acharyas, when they completely take shelter of your lotus feet, they leave behind the method by which they can cross. And because you are very merciful to all your other devotees, you accept the method which they have left behind. So this material world we find so difficult. If you approach people to take to the process, so difficult. But Srila Prabhupada, you have made it so easy for every one of us. When we went to the West, said, chant 64 rounds, they said, very difficult. Okay, chant 32. They said, no, Prabhupada, we can't. Chant 16 rounds. Nothing less than that. Follow the four regulative principles. You gave us this particular method. He said, just chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, be in the association of devotees, and that's how we'll get the opportunity to attain Krishna Prem, go back home, back to Godhead. So, Prabhupada, through your disciples, you are again and again giving us the way in which we can accept this. This is the only moment where we can find people of all ages, young, adults, old people, all taking to this process, and so easy for everyone of us to follow. What we can only do is that we can only be grateful and gratefully accept whatever you have given us. So on this auspicious day, Srila Prabhupada, I can only pray that I can always accept this gift with a grateful heart and then pray that I can be of some service to you in spreading this mission. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Muralidhar Prabhu. His Grace Rohininandan Prabhu, please come forward. And meanwhile, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, everything what you did in your life, you were conscious. Why you were doing business, why you took sannyas, why you left India, and creation of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and how you dealt with devotee. This is all has been very exemplary. You made and presented everything in a very simple way. If we read just 5 pages of any section of any book, we can see how simple you are. It's a complicated subject, sarvadharman paritejya mamekam sharanam braja. But you presented it so simply that eating only Krishna prasad is also surrender. Krishna consciousness, all activities in Krishna consciousness, the way you have presented, is becomes very easy to follow after reading just a few pages of any of your book. As it's mentioned earlier, that one of the most important instructions given when you was about to depart, that you will show your love, how you cooperate with one another. And we have been hearing this time and again from your disciples. Just 4 days ago we heard from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he was addressing the counselors, he said, you have responsibilities, your own responsibility about your sadhana, about your exemplary behavior, and several other things. And you have responsibility towards your counselees, how you look after them. But more than this, what Maharaj said, I would like to see how you interact, how you have relations amongst yourself. That is most important for me. So your instruction of cooperating with one another, with the devotees, we have been hearing. And that is the only hope of surviving in Krishna consciousness. Just yesterday, in Bharati Vidya Bhavan, I saw 2 persons carrying a gift bag which was presented from our VIP team, reception team. And I got tuned into the situation how this person is probably the VIP. And I was quite disturbed. But later on, when I remembered Maharaj's class, that this is a situation where you are put in, now you have a chance to either cooperate or make an issue out of it. I also heard a conversation between 2 Mataji about an issue where both Matajis, according to my understanding, was absolutely right whether we should have a program of the children on a rainy day. And the situation I took it, that I am getting tuned into a situation which is provoking me. So Srila Prabhupada, these 2 examples may be discouraging, but there are many encouraging examples. How 84 brahmacharis coming from different backgrounds, different education background, different states, and they are cooperating, not that they don't have differences. There are hundreds of devotees working in Bhakti Vedanta Hospital with millions of problems propping up any time, not prepared for. Gopal's Garden, 90% of the staff is Matajis. And many more such examples where devotees are cooperating with the differences. And what to speak of the parents? So there are very encouraging, encouraging thing to learn from this congregation. And I pray at your lotus feet that I don't get tuned into these provoking situation where I get disturbed or become a part of the problem. I pray that I can always cooperate and not be a part of the problem. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Rohininandan Prabhu. As Gaurang Prabhu gives his offering, I request Radhakant Prabhu to be ready.
Hare Krishna. Dear Srila Prabhupada, on the occasion of your most auspicious appearance day, I would like to speak on the theme of how you have created ISKCON as a wonderful transcendental hospital. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, Enechi aushadhi maya nashibaro lagi, Harinam mahamantra lao tumi magi. The holy name is like the medicine which destroys the fever of material miseries. Also, in the 10th canto, Maharaj Parikshit glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam as medicine. Nivrittatar sherupagiyamana bhavaushadat shottara manobhiramat. So Srimad Bhagavatam and holy name, the chanting of Hare Krishna, they are like the medicine. 500 years back, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a transcendental physician. Vaigunya kita kalitam, paishunya varana peditam, dainyarana venimagnoham chaitanya vaidyam ashrayet. Suffering from the boils of envy and the bad contaminated blood of material desires, I am suffering. Dainyarana venimagnoham, submerging myself in an ocean of humility, chaitanya vaidyam ashray, I take shelter of the supreme physician, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the medicine is there, the doctor is there, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of His Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, gave a form, a method, a technique by which this medicine could be administered globally in a very wonderful manner, cutting across all boundaries of nationalities, caste, color, creed. And he created this institution, ISKCON, and he sacrificed tons and tons of his blood to create this facility. So the purpose of this hospital is to distribute this medicine of holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. So many times we hear, or we also experience sometimes, devotees complain that there are this problem going on here, there is this problem going on in ISKCON, or this controversy going on in ISKCON. So different types of problems will definitely be there in running of an institution. But one thing which we can say is that the pharmacy in this hospital is perfect. And the pharmacy is the place from which the medicine is distributed, the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada spent sleepless nights creating this entire set of books which we see. And that was a major part of his struggle, because he knew that this medicine is perfect. So the best thing about this hospital is Srila Prabhupada has given us a perfect pharmacy. We cannot complain about it. We cannot find fault with it. And therefore, whatever other problems may happen will gradually improve. But the pharmacy is in great shape. And if we take the medicine, then it is much better than getting disgruntled with the hospital and going out in the streets and being without the medicine. And it is, of course, much better than to be in a perfectly run institution or another type of hospital. There are so many spiritual organizations which are claiming to be spiritual. They are like hospitals which are run very efficiently, very nicely. You'll have very nice people speaking to you. The nurses are polite. The doctors are very good. But the injections contain poison. So, what is our choice? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful facility of this transcendental hospital. And generally in an institution, we are looking for one thing, which is efficiency. I was thinking about this theme, that three E's, which are very important for us in ISKCON. So an institution is typically looking at efficiency of how well one is in achieving the aims. But as Radhanath Maharaj was explaining to one businessman a couple of years back in Calcutta, who was a corporate man, and was asking, what is the meaning of corporate? And he said, I don't know. So he said, the root of the word corporate comes from corpse. And corpse means dead body. And if the ultimate aims and goals of a body, so that's why we call corporate, means a body of people who come together to efficiently run a place so that they can make good money. But if ultimately the aim is not beyond just making money, then ultimately the consciousness is as good as dead. Therefore, ISKCON is also an institution, a body, but there is an aim, there is a goal. And that goal is to provide each and every soul an experience of another E, that is ecstasy. So just the first E, efficiency, is not sufficient, because here is a body which is looking forward to providing each one ecstasy. And then we find that in a typical corporate body or an organization or an institution, simply to ensure that there is efficiency, the individual members, they are many times transgressing various rules of behavior, because ultimately the aim is to get the job done and to get things done. And therefore, feelings of people are not much considered. But here is an organization which is not simply concerned with efficiency, but we are concerned with experiencing the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and that is only released by Krishna when Krishna is pleased. And Krishna will never be pleased if simply focusing on efficiency, we displease other devotees, we actually commit offenses towards them and break devotees' hearts. And therefore, along with efficiency, in order to get that ecstasy, the third E is very important, and that is etiquette, of how we deal with each other, how we show our love for each other, and willing to tolerate and forgive each other for all kinds of shortcomings. And I'll end with a small story of Srila Prabhupada I just read a couple of days back in the Memories book. Srila Prabhupada was meeting a grihastha family, husband, wife and their child. And there was a picture of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur which was lying in front of Prabhupada. Suddenly the child went to that picture, picked up the picture, and with his crayon pencil started drawing some mustache on Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and making some marks. Srila Prabhupada immediately picked up that picture and looked at the child and said, "You are insulting my Guru Maharaj." So the father was very much disturbed and very afraid, fearful that the child has committed an offense. So he started begging forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada, that please forgive me, my child, you know, he went out of control. And Prabhupada said, when the child is a rascal, it is a symptom that in future he'll be a great soul. And the father was very happy. Of course, this is not like a Veda Vakya that we should encourage. But Srila Prabhupada said, I am very pleased with you and do not be in anxiety. So Srila Prabhupada would always demonstrate in his behavior that one of the most important principles when we are trying to achieve our objectives in ISKCON is not to break devotees' hearts and to encourage and inspire each other, so that ultimately we are able to achieve this objective, which is Krishna Prem. And on this most auspicious occasion, I pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada that he blesses us with this intelligence so that we are able to properly follow the rules and regulations. At the same time, we are able to serve each other with care, love and affection, cooperate and develop close loving dealings. And also I pray to Srila Prabhupada on this most auspicious occasion that all of us are extremely inspired by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and he's experiencing difficulties in his health, and I pray on this most auspicious occasion that along with the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, he gives us the ability to serve him nicely so that he gets a long life in Krishna consciousness in the service of Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Gauram Prabhu, for presenting so eloquently. Now I call upon Radhakant Prabhu, and after that, Dayal Chandra Prabhu, ready.
Hare Krishna. Bhakti Vedanta Hospital mein hum log har mahine ek senior citizen ka baithak karte hain. Agli meeting shanivar ko hai. तो सुबह में सूचना देने के लिए एक व्यक्ति को फोन किया और बातों के दौरान मैंने आज बताया कि आज प्रभुपाद जी का जन्मदिन महोत्सव है. वो बोल पड़े. मैंने प्रभुपाद जी को सुना है. मैं उत्सुक हुआ. मैं पूछा कहाँ पे. तो बोले उन्होंने बताया कि मैंने उनको इंदौर में सुना जब इंदौर में आए थे और गीता जयंती मनाई जा रही थी उसके उपलक्ष में उनको बुलाया गया था. और फिर रूपा जी की महानता के बारे में कहने लगे कि वो बहुत सारे लोग मंच पर बैठे हुए थे लेकिन एक रूपा जी जो बीच में बैठे थे चमक रहे थे दीप्तिमान हो रहे थे. और प्रभुपाद जी ने बहुत सारे एक चीज एक और कमेंट की थी. उन्होंने देखा था कि यहां पर हम गीता जयंती मना रहे हैं जो संदेश भगवान कृष्ण ने दिया और वहां पर भगवान कृष्ण की एक भी कहीं अर्च विग्रह कहीं फोटो कुछ भी नहीं था. और ये उन्होंने व्यवस्थापकों थे जो थे उनको भी बताया. और बाद में जब प्रोग्राम का समापन हो चुका तो जो ऑर्गेनाइजर्स थे उन्होंने धन्यवाद प्रस्ताव दिया और उसमें सबसे ऊंची बात कही कि यहां पे जितने व्यक्ति आए हुए थे जितने वक्ता आए हुए थे उन्होंने कुछ लिया है. और एक व्यक्ति हैं सुलेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद जिन्होंने हमें कुछ दिया है. ये सचमुच बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है कि जो प्रभुपाद जी ने हमें अपनी सबसे बड़ी निधि उनकी पुस्तकें दूसरी निधि थे उनके शिष्य और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कृष्ण महावन के इतने मंदिर हैं तो सचमुच हमें मैं खास करके आज प्रभुपाद जी से यही प्रार्थना करता हूँ कि मुझे सद्बुद्धि दें और मैं किसी भी तरह से किसी रूप में उनके इस आदर्श मिशन में एक कण के भाग कहीं काम आ सकूं. हरे कृष्ण.
दयालचंद्र प्रभु.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances on this auspicious day. Actually, one thing I always remember, Prabhupada said, I am making from animal state to human being state. I have come here to give that conscious, animal conscious to human being conscious. That is pure conscious, that is Krishna conscious. It's very special instruction Prabhupada always start with. So, recently some of the Kannada Bhagavad Gita course of 6 days, there's a third day we are, there's a subject, who am I? So people, very interestingly, they hear that finally you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. After understanding yourself, your spirit soul, that's not enough. You have to purify. You have come to this world to purify yourself, that is soul. And you have to go back home, back to Godhead. And we, Prabhupada is not showing only the problem, with the solution. What is the solution? You have to chant the holy name and all the anarthas you will come out of and you will become pure, you will go back home, back to Godhead. And one case, especially recently, that is in hospice, after the third day when they heard this, then there was, after the course, I said, still there are 3 days or more. But there were about 10 to 15 people, they were on the queue. Please give us the beads so that we can start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So normally we have to emphasize that chanting on the 5th day or 6th day we have to give. But His Prabhupada's mercy is so much. There are so many souls are waiting. Prabhupada said, even I went to Western countries, the preliminary qualification is not needed. There are so many souls are waiting to take this Mahamantra. So this is exactly what we can feel it when day-to-day life. They were all wanting, please give us. We know what to do, that Mahamantra. This is the mercy of Prabhupada. It's so wonderful. People are waiting for. This is what He has given. And one more thing I wanted to refer. It is the thing of His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. He was narrating one of the incidents. One day, one reporter, he was in the airport, he just came with a, there was quite full of rush, but he came with a mic, and he just came to the mouth of Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, what is the difference of cult from Buddhism and yours? And Prabhupada, he said, we have nothing to do with Hinduism and Buddhism. We are teaching the truth. And if you are truthful, it will attract you. This is the Prabhupada's preaching style. We are teaching the truth. And that is preaching. And by that preaching, all the anarthas blew away. Prabhupada said, all your ignorance, illusion will blew away. And this is only thing we have to remember, if you are truthful and it will attract you. See, all those anarthas is really going out, just to be removed automatically, that's by the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. On this auspicious occasion, I wanted to say one thing. It's very easy to read Prabhupada's books and give some lectures also nicely. But on this auspicious occasion, Prabhupada, I wanted to beg that we have to follow whatever the preaching you have done it. And as our Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, if we amongst the devotees cooperate with each other, and this Prabhupada will be very much liking and Krishna will be pleasing. This way we can live love and trust that will protect us in our Krishna conscious life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhupada.
Thank you, Dayalchandra Prabhu. And now I request all devotees to stand in their places for Pushpanjali. I request Vamsi Vihari Prabhu to distribute the flower petals to all the devotees. And after Pushpanjali, there will be Guru Puja, and then there will be prasadam for all devotees. Thank you.